Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you hear that guitar riff, you know only one man can live up to it. That's our friend, Mr. Barry Svrluga. You can talk to Barry about anything. You can read his columns in the Washington Post. He can cover any sport there is. But we start with the diamond. We talk baseball here, Barry. How are you, buddy?
Great, guys. Hope you're doing well.
We're good, man. And thank you for making time.
Appreciate you.
I want to start here, okay? What do we make of the Nats finally getting their TV rights? I know it's a year away, but this is a huge, huge deal. And how significant can all of this change things?
Well, it's significant on a couple of fronts. It's significant if the Lerners decide to keep the team, which Mark Lerner told me that was their intention when I met with him at spring training last month, because instead of spending the last decade fighting in court with the Orioles about what their appropriate amount in rights fees would be for Masson, they will have the right to take those broadcast rights to market and get a quantifiable stream of revenue. The unfortunate part, before we get to the possibility of what happens if they sell the team, is that this is all happening. They finally get their rights after 20 years of not having them at a time when the model that made those rights a huge revenue stream for a baseball team has fallen apart, that people don't are largely streaming. They don't charge as much. I'm sorry, the cable money is not as lucrative as it once was. I mean, even in the bad Masson deal, the Nats were getting $60 or $70 million annually in revenue from that deal, even when they didn't control it. I was told yesterday that if they took the rights to market in 2026, they're not going to match that number. They're likely to be folded into what Rob Manfred would like to do headed into 2028, which is to take as many clubs' rights as he can to market as a bundled package and sell a more national television package like the NFL has, rather than relying on local cable rights that have largely dried up. So that's a really long, convoluted way of saying that this is a massive, massive development for the Nationals, who haven't had their rights and have been alone among MLB teams and not having their rights since the time they came into existence in 2005. But the timing of it makes it not as lucrative as it might have been, you know, 5, 7, 8, 10 years ago.
So it's a lot to process with it.
Yeah, but still having it and somebody else not earning money from it makes it beneficial, right?
For sure. And yeah. Brian, that gets us to the next part, which is if the Lerners do eventually put the team back for sale, or if they get an offer from someone, be it Ted Leonsis or somebody else, that matches the price that they would find acceptable, even if they're not like officially on the market, the person or group that is making that offer now knows what they can expect from those rights. Either the learners would put into place a deal selling them somewhere. Monumental Sports obviously comes up as a potential suitor because they need programming over the course of the summer. That makes a lot of sense. And if you're Ted Leonsis, obviously the head of Monumental Sports and Entertainment, which owns Monumental Sports Network, who has been a suitor for the Nats in the past, you know, it becomes attractive to have the arrangement that he has with the Capitals and the Wizards, which is he owns the teams, he owns the networks, he doesn't have to pay himself to broadcast his own games. You're completely right that having it be a known and not an unknown is advantageous and way better, whether the learners want to keep or sell. It's just kind of underwhelming that when they put it back on the market, you envisioned this kind of like big, massive influx of cash. Mm-hmm. And if they sell it in the traditional way, it won't be the same as high a dollar figure as it once would have been.
Dude, Barry, two guys you don't have to tell about the demise of the RSN industry are me and Beeman.
Wow. Yeah, good call.
We are talking with our friend Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga. Barry, of course, joining us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. The biggest problem for Manfred and MLB trying to take this national rights package is you're never going to get the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, or the Mets, right? Maybe the Cubs, too.
That's the outlier, is that the NFL works and they don't have to generate as much local income because you're taking every single game to a number of outlets that are competing against each other to get a piece of that pie. There's no local television package. Baseball and is the opposite because they have so much inventory. Nobody is going to watch all the games nationally in the way that we do with the NFL, which is a much more event-oriented schedule. It's not, you know, the rhythm of a baseball summer is it's your programming every night. The rhythm of an NFL season is it's a crescendo at the end of the week, and you have this 3-hour
build up
package that you're broadcasting. So you're right, JP, in that it's in Manfred's interest to get as many clubs as possible, and maybe that number is 25 with the five exceptions that you mentioned. But by the nature of doing that, you're without your most attractive brands, the ones that would bring the most money for everyone in the Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, Cubs, and who was the other one?
Red Sox or something.
Red Sox. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly right. So there is – that doesn't mean it's not the best option for baseball at this time as the cord cutting continues, but it's not the complete package that, say, the NFL has to sell to Fox and NBC and Amazon and all the rest.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch it unfold. What do you think a year from now the chances are we're getting ready for – Leonsis to own the Nationals? You can talk about it openly because he has said he wants to buy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can, that hasn't changed. And just in the course of reporting this stuff over the winter, I mean, he said first publicly on the Junkies last spring/early summer. And then later that day to me that he expected to make an offer after the season, that was when it made the most sense to do that. And he's been in the game. He knows what the learners would take. So I expected that to happen this winter. I was told it didn't, and it didn't because Ted has a real relationship with Mark Lerner. Mark Lerner is a minority partner in Monumental Sports. And his sense was that this was not the time. Part of why this was not the time to do this was because Masson was getting resolved. The learners are also getting some other ducks in a row. They're working on selling naming rights for Nationals Park, which has been a dormant revenue stream since it opened in 2008. They've gotten $0 over that time from naming rights in a world where the Mets get $20 million.
What? Yeah, dude.
They walked right to the precipice with a couple of companies a couple of times, and the learners are famous for only doing deals on their terms. And I don't know the specifics, but they collapsed at the last minute. ownership can only look at themselves and say, we're the reasons that we have $0 in revenue when the Braves are getting $10 million a year and the Mets are getting $20 million a year. That's their choice. But if they get that done, if they get a jersey patch done, you know, it's now they're the only team in Major League Baseball that has neither a naming rights on their ballpark or a jersey patch deal. They're just leaving revenue on the table. If you get those deals in place now with Masson solved and the prospect of a new owner, either having a better deal in place or getting the chance to sell their own rights, it could become a more attractive property to put on the market for the learners, that it might yield a price that they're more willing to accept.
That's crazy.
I mean, the phrase cutting off your nose to spite your face comes to mind.
How many years has that stadium been there?
It opened in 2008. So we're now entering the 17th season, I think.
And you can average probably, what, 10, 15 million a year off of the naming right?
Say it's $8 million, Brian. Say for whatever reason it's less than you know, what the Braves make off of Truist Park, because the market here is different or whatever. You know, 8 times 17 ain't nothing, right? Like, that's more than $100 million of revenue that you've left on the table. So, again, that's their choice. Only they know the reason that those deals collapsed at the last minute. There's not a small number of entities in Washington that should be interested in putting their name on a ballpark like that. I mean, there's government contractors, big industry, and, you know, Marriott or something like that. I'm not saying it's going to be Marriott Park. I'm just saying it's not like we live in Kansas and there's no local brands that wouldn't want to be affiliated with a Major League Baseball team. It seems like there should be a robust market for that naming rights.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Especially a stadium that is generally well-liked and a team. Mm-hmm. One thing I find most interesting, I think the Nats are on the upswing. Like, I think you could probably buy low for a team that might have. Now, they got to start spending at some point again. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know that will happen, but you could be buying low for naming rights where you get some October baseball out of it 2-3 years from now.
Well, I mean, the other side of that table, that bargaining table, is the Lerner family, which isn't interested in you buying low because they'll take zero rather than your low. So they have whatever their number is in mind, but that has been proven over time that they're not going to take less than what they think it's worth. I would also say, as part of this, like, if you're thinking of a world in which the team goes back on the market in the future, we've talked about Masson getting solved. We've talked about naming rights. We've talked about a jersey patch. You would think that if the team on the field is a better product and they're back into the playoffs, or at least the playoff chase like they were annually from 2012 to 2019, that you'd have a number of data points, because attendance would follow once the team starts winning, to make it more attractive to a potential suitor, whether that's, you know, Ted Lerner or someone else.
Mm-hmm. That's well, and what the price would go up, right? Like, oh, look at how much more revenue we all of a sudden.
Well, and if they win,
So we have reported that Leonsis bid more than $2 billion in the initial round, which goes back to 2022, and that was rejected. I don't know how much more than $2 billion, but the Mets were sold to Steve Cohen a couple years before that for $2.35 billion. It's my understanding that while it makes no sense to me that the Nationals would be worth more than the Mets, which has a fan base that just by the nature of the city is much, 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 much larger, and also has a TV deal that, you know, with their own SNY network that that makes them money, as well as a naming rights deal that makes them $20 million a year. It's my understanding that the Lerners want more than $2.35 million, and I was told yesterday significantly more than that. So
$2.35 billion.
Yeah. Billion. Yes. 2.35 million is a little low. Yeah. Billion with a B. So, you know, again, in a world where they're comfortable setting their price and not budging unless they get it, it's just not a typical, like, hey, I'll see what the market yields and just go with the highest bidder. It's, we have this number in mind, whatever that number is. And if it's, you know, if it's X minus one, please don't come to us with that offer.
I just think, if you're not winning, if you're like you're saying, well, I got my price, and the team, you don't invest money into it, and they start losing, that price falls. It doesn't go up. I don't understand that concept.
Well, and I'm not saying I understand it, Brian. I'm saying this is what it is, and trying to explain how they have conducted business over time. I mean, this is, you know, we all know they won the World Series in 2019. That capped off a long run of like really relevant baseball every September, even in the years when they didn't make the playoffs. And it was kind of the cherry on top of the sundae. The five seasons that have been completed since then, they have lost more games than any team in baseball. That's largely because they did the right thing and traded off players at a time when they really need to rebuild. But that rebuild, by their own admission, it's wearing on people. It has to end. And so I thought they should have spent this offseason. You could get back to being in a more attractive situation on the field if these guys that we've identified as the core going forward not only perform this year but improve on last year, improve in consistency, improve in the standings in terms of coming off back-to-back 71 and 91 seasons. And then if that core or a certain number, you know, five out of six of those guys do take big steps forward, then it's almost impossible to argue next winter isn't the time to make a significant addition, because you'll have solved mass and maybe you'll have new revenue coming in from naming rights and jersey patch and all that kind of stuff. Maybe more people will go to the ballpark. They will have to jump at that point, or it will be malpractice. They did it in the past with Jason Worth. They did it in the past with Max Scherzer. They did it in the past even with Patrick Corbin, who, before he was terrible, was really an essential part of that World Series team. It's now post-pandemic. It's post all this losing. It's post-rebuild. They're going to have to run it back to win back any sort of the fan base that is tired of the recent losing over five seasons.
It's going to be really... Dude, here's my biggest question, Barry. They were for sale 2 years ago. Like, what happened then that has changed now? Like, when I talk to really rich people and really rich people that work with other really rich people, is when you have a family business and the patriarch passes, right? Like what happened with the Lerners? A lot of times there's unease there, and some people want to sell and some people don't. And if that gets down another generation, it gets sold, unless one person consolidates everything. Has anybody consolidated within the Lerner family? Like, has a brother bought a sister out or something?
No, they all have. So the Ted Lerner had Mark, his only son, and two daughters. And the daughter's husbands, Mark's brothers-in-law, also have votes, as does Mark's wife. And Annette Lerner, Ted's surviving wife. So you're correct in that I always call Ted Lerner their North Star. I mean, it's when you listen to them talk about him, it was with like a lot of reverence. And it's understood because he he became a billionaire, not because somebody he handed him $1 billion, but because he built it dollar by dollar and building by building from scratch. It was really initially taking a loan from his wife to buy his first property. So he was a self-made person, and there was a lot to admire there. My understanding of how the Lerner family thinks now is that there isn't always accord, and in fact, accord is less likely to be found than some sort of disagreement. Mark Lerner has always presented as the biggest fan, enjoying owning the team most. But you can also understand a world where they're used to making a certain amount of money, a certain profit margin in their other businesses, most of which is commercial real estate. And you could be uncomfortable with a business, and sports franchises are mostly like this. Like day to day, they don't make a huge profit. You're increasing the valuation of the franchise, and that's where you cash in. So when I asked Mark what changed after 2022, when he talked to me at spring training last month, he was like, look, we've put too much into this. We actually think the direction of the franchise is exciting again. He did not say we didn't get our price. The truth is they didn't get their price. And I'm not saying he's lying about the other stuff. I'm just saying, like, if somebody had offered whatever that X is that they would have accepted, they would have sold the team. And now they're kind of retrenching, trying to, get things back on track, both on the field and with revenue streams. And whether they actively and aggressively take it back on the market with a big announcement like they did before, I'm not sure. But I think they get it to a point where they definitely would be listening to people who come closer to the number that they had in mind.
That's it's going to be really interesting, man. What do you think of the Debo trade? I got to let you go, but I wanted to ask you that.
I like it. I mean, if he's healthy, I'm just fascinated to see how Cliff will use him. He's got to stay healthy and be in shape. But for a fifth rounder, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yep. I'm with you. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate
Barry,
it, man.
Cool, brother.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. That's our guy, Barry Svrluga. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga, S-V-R-L-U-G-A. Barry joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.